The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, good morning, everyone, and good day. I'm quite happy to be back here after these 3 weeks of being on retreat and I feel very content to be here with all of you too, and maybe a little bit too content, since all that occurs to me to say is that. But we will I'll get into the swing of it, of teaching here in the morning. And so, kind of dipping into some of the teachings from this 3 week retreat I taught, I want to start with this simple idea that sometimes floats around different places and physics and other places, that you can't observe something without changing it. And so you don't necessarily see exactly what is there, but you see what's kind of co-arising with how you observe it. And that could well be, but what I'd like to suggest today is that you can't observe something, you can't be aware of something, you can't know something without changing the observer, changing you. And that the act of seeing something, recognizing something, knowing something, it's happening in the moment, that something can also happen to the observer, to the meditator. In ordinary life, things go so quickly, we hardly notice that. But in meditation, we're allowing for that to really build a change within us that creates a context or creates a container for holding our experience. So maybe it'll be a little more interesting for you to stay present if you also are aware that this is also bringing about the beneficial change in you. Maybe not the change you want to see happen. If your knees hurt, you want the pain to go away. If you're somehow agitated, you want the agitation to go away. But some in a different way, the act of mindfulness begins to change the observer, change you. And that can be guided or be augmented in a very nice way if in the knowing of the experience, whatever thing we know it in a calm way. We know it peacefully. And that, and what we can bring to the practice is not just our mindfulness, but we can also bring a mindfulness which is calm or peaceful, that is not agitated. And the wonderfulness of that is that it's then possible to calmly know agitation, calmly know what is troubling, how we're troubled. And as we use this calm knowing, this changes the observer in a nice way. So to take a meditation posture, and whatever posture works for you, to meditate in, but ideally a posture that expresses in and of itself a bit of alertness. Some part of your body is made alert, with the chest is more open, the back is a little straighter, a little bit more vertical. For some people, having the head tipped down and back a bit is a useful thing to do. In lowering the gaze, and if your eyes are still open, to let your gaze be soft, almost like you're gazing with your peripheral vision, not at anything in particular. Gently closing your eyes. And taking a few long, slow breaths as the deep in-breath grows to feel more fully your torso, the expansion of your chest. And as you exhale, to relax. Let go. And to then let your breathing return to normal. And are there further places in your body you can now relax, release? Also, as you exhale, to relax the thinking mind. Any tension or pressure associated with thinking, let it relax and settle. Any agitation of the mind, can you allow it to become calmer, like a stormy sea that becomes still, quiet? Become aware of some sensation in your body that's neutral or easy to be aware of. A sensation which you can be aware of calmly, peaceful awareness, a peaceful knowing. A gentle and peaceful recognition of the sensation. Staying with the sensation for maybe 3 or 4 more breaths, or another one if it goes away. And with every exhale, see if the awareness or the knowing of the sensation can be calmer. Maybe by recognizing it a few times, each time a little bit more calmly. And the more you can be aware, the more you could recognize whatever is happening in a calm way, the recognition will change you. So then now, centering your attention on the breathing. And calmly bring forth a calm knowing of breathing. A calm recognition of inhale. A peaceful recognition of exhale. And if there are other things to be aware of during this meditation, experiment with being aware in a calm fashion. No hurry. No worry about what your experience is. For there to be a beneficial change in you, simply through your calm knowing, calm recognition of what's happening, it's helpful to be continuous in that knowing, in that awareness. Continually renewing it when it fades away. And then as we come to the end of this sitting, to turn your gaze out into the world, mind's gaze, calmly imagining or bringing to mind the people of your life, your neighbors, colleagues, people you see on the streets or in the stores. And imagine gazing upon them kindly, gazing upon them calmly, peacefully. And to wish them well, to wish them a peaceful time, and to offer them a little taste, little peace, in how you know them, how you look upon them, looking upon them peacefully. May they be peaceful. May they be happy. May they be safe. May they be free. And may we find a way to be peaceful together. And in doing so, change the way that we relate to each other for the better. Thank you.